This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Rail transportation, it's either state-of-the-art or a threat that could cause cancer, depending upon where you want to use it. That's the double standard pointed out recently by Washington Farm Bureau CEO John Stuhlmiller.
Rail, when it's used to haul commodities, in this case coal, is looked at one way when there's another rail project that uses same exact engine on the tracks, same footprint, if you will, but that was an acceptable use. Department of Transportation even was supportive and had commemorative engines and that sort of thing, but the same track, and it's just simply because it was a project that was deemed as an appropriate one as opposed to the Millennium and Longview, which was for commerce purposes, shipping bulk products overseas. You know, that was not. So there's your double standard.
Stuhlmiller says all this is happening as farmers look to export more of their crops through increasingly crowded Northwest ports.
That means you got to have port capacity, and to have port capacity, you have to have world-class rail, you have to have all the infrastructure needed, and you have to have the deep water ports that enable you to reach the Pacific Rim, largely for us. So the more of those facilities that are open to be able to ship, it increases the competition, draws prices down, you know, just it makes products flow, and that's what we're after. And so to kind of pick apart one project simply because of what's going is just double standard.
Listen tomorrow for more on the state's contrasting principles when it comes to rail.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.